Yo, what up? What up? We back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We back again. Another episode. I'm your host, Vaughn. Coach Brian.
Yeah.
You know, we finna go ahead and get into it, man. Bring y'all another thought-provoking episode. This one might not be as controversial as the other ones we do, but it's gonna be some shit. I know somebody gonna get any feelings about something we saying, but fuck it. But how you feeling, man?
Man, that's like, you know, I told you, bro. You know, coming on, I'm back on the mend, bro. Had a little throat tonsil issue. You know what I mean? Much better today than I was yesterday, bro. Blessings up, bro. Beautiful, beautiful, and a blessing to be here, bro. Through it all.
Yes, sir, that's a fact, man. We glad everything is good with you, you know.
Well, you, hey, yo, good looking, bro.
You here with us again.
You hear me?
Shoot, man, let's go ahead and kick it off with a little bit of sports, man.
All right, let's get it, bro.
We got DeAndre Ayton being traded from the Suns to the goddamn Pacers. What's up with that shit, man? Because that don't make sense to me.
That don't make sense to me neither, bro. But the only thing I could think of was homie went for the money because I think it's over 100 mil.
So that leads to a question now. We in 2022. You know, we already seen the documentary The Last Dance and how winning, which is top priority for organizations and players like Jordan and Pippen and Malone and all of them, like all they cared about was just putting together a winning team.
Absolutely.
To get them to the championship. Even shoot the Bad Boys, the Detroit Pistons and them. And, you know, now it's to the point to where everything is about money.
Absolutely.
So do you feel like this is hurting the game, or is it in a way helping and pushing the game forward, seeing that you got players like Jalen Brunson, I think that's his name, getting paid $100 million for not doing nothing? Like,
I would say, I think that's a slippery slope to go down, bro, because who are we to necessarily say, you know, go, you know, kind of counting, you know, counting or going into a cat's pockets? But I will say, that's a hard one, bro, because.
But then again, we got the right to talk about it, though.
We
because we watching this, what's going on, and we can clearly say, we can clearly see if somebody worth $100 million by
now,
what
we're speaking
watching
on it from that standpoint, right? Yes, it's hurting the game because you're giving out these contracts sometimes to people that's like, bro, you could have gave that to my man over here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you're speaking on it from that standpoint, yes, I think we need to do better. And that's not to say that the niggas like Brunson and them don't deserve a contract, but to give them $100 mil, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think that the league should be more of a better vetting process of who and how they're going to give the money to such players.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'll say that. You know, because my biggest thing is the priority. If I'm on an NBA squad and I'm in the front office, I'm a star player, I want to win.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So winning is always the number one component. It's just the importance of winning and what are cats willing to do. And for me, it's just like, you know, man, we got to get the guys, whatever we need, we got to go get it.
And then it's also, if I'm a GM, it's like, y'all, you also got to look at it from a point of, all right, if I'm the star player, I want to win. And if I'm the GM or the owner of the franchise, I want to win as well. How am I going to necessarily put together a winning team when I'm giving average role players $100 million out of my salary?
Exactly.
Out of my budget. You know what I'm saying?
That's where that goes. No, you're right, bro. That's when that goes back into you got to do a better vetting process of how you give that money up. Because my biggest thing is, okay, say if I wanted KD, but you need a good role player like Brunson, right?
Right.
Brunson ain't getting that 100 mil. I might go to Brunson like, hey, bro, would you take a 2 mil, 35 million? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I would go to him, not really with a low ball, but it's like, yo, I'd rather give you this, and then if you, you know, you play well these two, we can, you know, renegotiate and give you more. But we're also trying to get the nigga KD as well. And if we give you, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just negotiating and coming to cats. Because a nigga like me, if you trying to get KD as well, you know, if you giving me this 35 or get KD to come, I'll take that.
You know what I mean?
I'll take it. 2 years, 35, I bet. That's cool. Because my biggest thing is, I'm going to hoop the fuck out these 2 years.
Exactly. But then also, like you said, it's a slippery slope because it's a business.
Absolutely.
So what happens after the 2 years when let's say I do hoop out, but now KD want to stay. So now it's like, now I can't get the money I really want because now I got to pay KD even more. Now his stock has risen because let's just say we don't want a chip. You get what I'm saying?
So but, if we gave KD 100 mil or we pretty much maxed out KD off gate.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't got to worry because if you already paid KD the 100 million, you ain't got to worry about him anyway. He good.
Exactly.
In 2 years, you can go even the pot up and say, okay, now we can give you 60 to 80. You know what I'm saying, Brunson? You balled out. We can give you 60 to 80.
Fuck, man. $100 million just for bouncing a basketball. Like, that shit is just.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
That shit is crazy. Lovely. I ain't knocking and hating on that at all. Like, what, nigga? Just to do that? Come on, man.
Man, just the thought of knowing that you're going to be. I would say a lot of times you niggas don't, but just to think about that and to think in a perfect world or in a normal world, $100 million plus endorsement bread that has nothing to do with the $100 million, bro, you're financially stable for the rest of your life.
No, but this is the thing, though. You should be, and
that's
you
why I said
be.
The normal world,
right? Like,
and 100 shoot, with 100 million plus endorsements, bro, you and your intermediate family should be financially stable.
Exactly, forever
for the rest of your life, bro. Because for me, I'm the type of cat. I'm gonna invest it, of course, but I'm also really create some legitimate businesses. Having a team around me, going into different ventures. So that way, even with my peoples and my folks around me, I'm not giving y'all money, but I'm giving y'all jobs and opportunity for y'all niggas to become millionaires in y'all own right, even if it's through my companies.
Exactly. The shit that LeBron James is doing.
Pretty much. To the point to where y'all ain't got to be in my pockets. Y'all making y'all own money through the LLC.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And exactly. I think that's, people get it now, but that's where a lot of people fucked up back in the day.
Yeah, because they didn't have the knowledge that we got, you know.
You know what I mean? Niggas fucked up with that. You too busy giving out money when it's like, nah, bro, I can do you something better than give you money, nigga.
Exactly. That shit is just wild.
I'm going to give you a fucking job, nigga.
Man, I'm going to give you a fucking job, bitch.
So you can make your own money.
For real, that's facts. But we're going to go ahead and get into, you know, the first topic of the episode, man. And that's pretty much shit. We all adults here, so I mean, let's go ahead and just be real with it. Is it okay to have sexual relationships with your coworkers, and why? If it ain't, why?
You can start it off, bro. I'll let you set it off.
I mean, I was going to piggyback off you because I'm still thinking about it. Like,
okay,
I mean,
all right, cool. I'll start it, then I'll set it off. I'm going to say no, bro.
Have you ever had a sexual relationship with your girl?
Now you ask me, have I ever in life?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, nah, bro. Answer the question, bro. Because it was years and years ago, bro. Nah, years and years ago, yeah. You feel me? But I was, bro, I was like 19, fool.
Oh, shit. He's
a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was mean, you know what I'm saying? I was dumb young. And, you know. But I think when you're young and you be working like, and I ain't saying this is an excuse, but you 19 and you doing something and you doing that and you working like your little miscellaneous, you 18, 19, working your little miscellaneous small job or, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes, that's the workplace, but it's like, bro, you know what I'm saying? That's typical young, you know what I mean? But, yeah, but to answer your question, yeah.
Okay. So, did something happen to you to, like, is that, like, did a situation happen to where it's like, okay, this is the reason why I think you shouldn't, or you just saying
because the situation with me and the young lady, we actually liked each other though, so it wasn't necessarily a situation where I was just blatantly fucking my co. You know what I'm saying? Or some friends with benefits messing around stuff like, nah, we actually fuck with each other. You know what I'm saying? So that's a little different. So really, from that situation, that not for me, but you see things and you hear things, you know. When you're in the workplace, when you see people that you've worked with and been around go through it. And for me, I say no because, and also just from a common sense standpoint, like, okay, you messing around and you doing things like that. You have to sometimes understand, okay, now you want to do something like that, but what if you're, you know, the woman that you're dealing with or messing around with, or even as a woman, the dude you're messing around with, and so have you, what have you. What if they're a person that, okay, because I think the object of it, if y'all not together or like each other to where, for the most part, people at your job recognize, okay, Vaughn and Lachelle, just for an example, like each other. So niggas ain't really tripping, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Niggas know what's out there. It's, you know, public information. But if it's on some shit like y'all boning, but it's like on some shit like y'all, nobody knows y'all necessarily like each other or no, you just want to keep it low. It's always a situation sometimes where that can happen and one person either kind of starts it doing things at work that's kind of like, damn, you know what I'm saying? You know, if we want to keep it low, you kind of doing this ain't helping the scenario. You know what I'm saying? Or it might be a situation where you might have that dude, because this is, or the female, because it's normally another way it happened. You go back and you talk, and then you run your mouth to the wrong motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then it's a spread, you know what I mean? So I just feel like drama can come from it, because then you might have another girl or dude where it get around, and they might actually have liked him.
Yeah.
You come to find out you busted Joan off, right? Now niggas, you know what I'm saying, have a, you know, it's underlying tension at work now. Even if you niggas don't work the same shifts, niggas might have, you know what I mean, it's tension now because it's like, damn, bro, I like Charlie. This nigga gonna go bone the Joan, even though the reality of it is, my man, how was I to know you liked her? You know what I'm saying? But dudes get goofy with stuff like that, be bozos about shit like that.
But see, all right, so for me, I say you can, but it just depends on who the person is. You can do it, man. I mean, fucking man, we grown.
For sure. I'm not knocking the teacher's own, bro. Do
you know what I'm saying? Like, you can do it, but you definitely gotta be peculiar in who you choosing, you know, to have a sexual relationship
with. But see, Vaughn, that's hence why you really shouldn't, because sometimes you don't know till you in it.
Yeah, you're right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Because shit might seem cool as y'all are talking and flirting and things are kind of leading towards that. You know what I mean? But you don't know until y'all actually done the deeds, huh?
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's going to be a question mark until the shit hit the fan if it ever do.
She going to be able to, you know, like, you have to. So that's why it's like, you really don't know what you're getting into until, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I think I'm agree with you then. Fuck it. Nah, I don't
know.
It,
you know what I'm saying? And my thing is, yeah, like, and I'm glad that you said that, what you said with your yes, because I don't want that shit to come off by me saying I don't think people should. Like, I'm judging it. You know what I'm saying? I'm judging niggas who do or thinking when as me saying no, I mean it as far as, ew, no, you just shouldn't. Like, I'm the no fucking network police. Like, nah. I'm just saying, you get what I'm saying? Like, no, I don't want my words to get misconstrued in that way. I'm more so saying no for the simple fact of no because of the potential shit that can come with it that's not even needed. Y'all, you only need that drama in your life. You know what I'm saying? But if you choose to do that, brother, or brothers or sisters, that's on you. I ain't knocking you or judging you either way. You got to deal with what could come with it. Or sometimes, like you said, niggas can do it and shit is cool. Keep it on the low, motherfuckers don't know. And if you can do that, don't get me wrong. Like you said, if you can do that and it's on the mend and nobody know and you can really do that shit and be hiding in plain sight with it, salute to you. No, do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Salute to you for real. I had a situation, man.
So I'm glad you said that, bro, because if you can do that and not get, you know, shit smooth, do it, bro. Do that shit.
Yeah, you do it, bro.
Whatever floats your boat, bro, ride that motherfucker. But I'm more so saying, I would say there's more oftentimes than not, though, bro. Some way, shape, or form, it get out, bro. And even if it's no drama behind it, just the fact the motherfuckers knowing your business and gossiping about you. You see what I'm saying? At work. That shit just like uncomfortable.
You see and then it depends on what type of dude you is, because I had a situation. This shit, to this day, it's still kind of wild to me, but I had a situation, you know, a few years ago when I was working at a grocery store or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I was on the front end, and, you know, it was back home, my hometown. So in this store, pretty much everybody on the front end was, like, college students. So we was all, like, young as hell, even though I wasn't a college student. Everybody was, like, 18, 19, 20, 21. Yeah, all the young kids. You know, we went out, we hung out, went downtown, whatever. You know, we was, like, goddamn, a family who's all the same age or whatever. So it was a chick that liked it on this dude. I ain't going to say no names or nothing. But it was a chick who... Yeah. It was a chick that liked this dude or whatever, and everybody knew. So come to find out, she threw a kickback. Everybody there, whatever, the whole front end is there. We vibing, whatever. Next thing you know, time goes by. The kickback done died down. Everybody is slowly leaving. You know how that be. Two people might leave. Three people might leave. You know, your ass walking out the door. Like, that's just how this
shit just slowly dies off.
Yeah, shit just slowly died down. Like, beer pong ain't fun no more. The weed getting the fuck out of here. Next day I come into work. And everybody is just, you know, talking. And I'm seeing people huddled up in groups talking about what happened. Everybody know but me. So, I mean, I went up to one of the coworkers and said, what the fuck going on? What everybody talking about? And they was like, oh, so-and-so and the old dude did it after everybody left the little kickback that she threw. And I was like, so that's what the whole commotion is about today? And I said, but how did y'all find that out? And they was like, well, she told everybody. And I was like, so she told the whole front end that she let dude smash? I mean, granted, she liked it a nigga and all, but you just blatantly told your business like that? And I was like, oh, shit, that shit is crazy. But that's why I also say it also depends on what kind of nigga you was, because he didn't give a fuck about it. He was like, yeah, you know, I knocked it down, whatever, you know, cool. Like, he joined in and started talking about it. Me, I would have been like, hey, you can't be out here doing that. But some dudes, I ain't gonna lie, boy, it might sound crazy, but some niggas like that type of attention on them for whatever reason. So, but
also, you know, key word you just said, young niggas.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even gonna sit here in front at a young age of 18, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Back then, I might not would have, because that ain't my girl, you know what I'm saying? So, I would have been on that. So, a lot of that comes down with your maturity level as well. Because me at 32, bro, I would not, and Shawty went around blatantly saying that, that would bother me because it's like, hey, yo, why you going around, granted it's your information too, but at the same time it's mine as well. Why you going around volunteering our information like that, bro? How you know I wanted everybody to know we was doing it?
Exactly. It ain't
about being ashamed of you or nothing. It's just, I'm not loose with my personal business like that. We at
exactly.
work. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't professional, Shawty. And I don't really like that. You know what I mean? That let me know, you know, you loose lip. You know what I mean? That's not a good, that's kind of a turn off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, because that let me know if anything we do, you going to run your mouth. And that's just, I don't like that. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that, because that's one of those things like, nigga, you don't like that. Everybody, I feel, is allowed and valued to be able to not like something or have their things that they can live with and live without. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Again, homie was okay with it because, you know, young nigga, that ain't my girl, be fucking, oh, hey, bro, don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
And then in a way, he probably, and his mom was like, well, shoot, you telling this business, you telling everybody how, you know, I did you when it was good. it's other chicks who I might want to smash in here too. And nah, they you already got
that ass. I can get my rank up.
Mm-hmm. He like, oh well, shoot, that's gonna draw more attention to me because now the girls that I really want to hit, trying to see what it's about now.
Yeah,
exactly. But if you're a mature person, man, you know, like you said, 32, shit, I'm 24. I still wouldn't even be fucking with that. But if you're a mature person, man, it just don't make sense all around the board. Like I said, I agree with you. It don't make sense.
But also, bro, you're a mature 24 as well. So that's right. The difference, bro. When you're a mature cat, you just don't be feeling no shit like that, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's no reward at the end for that shit, man. Like, unless y'all gonna get together and be a couple, don't do that shit.
At all, bro.
Now, okay, cool. And then, I'm gonna ask you this, and then we can go ahead and go to the next topic.
All right, cool.
So, you saying that you wouldn't have a sexual relationship with your coworker? Would you holler at your coworker?
That's actually a good second part to the question.
Like, you see your coworker, you like her, she's beautiful, whatever, you like her, but she carrying herself. You really genuinely interested in this woman.
Of course, if I'm single and shawty grabbed my attention in that way enough to even make me want to spark my interest enough to make me even want to do it,
mm-hmm.
despite the situation, of course.
Okay.
But she has to spark my, it has to be a spark of a, you know what I'm saying?
So looks ain't even going to cut it with you when it comes to that, like that.
No, of course looks is all, the physical is all, because, you know, I don't know nothing about shawty yet, you know
right.
I mean? But it has to be something about her look and everything that just grabs me in that way to where it's like, I know we work together and shit, but, bro, I want to rap to her, bro. I don't want to let this opportunity pass, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it just has to be something about her with her look, because it's not even just about you looking good. For me, as you get older, it's different things, too. You can be pretty, but it's your swag, it's your... Je ne sais quoi. Mm-hmm. It's an embodiment. It's a mood. It's a vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So with everything, I just look at her and it's just like, bro, I want her. Like, it just an instant, like, you find yourself keep looking at her. That shit on your head. Like, nah, bro, I want her. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And for me, the type of dude I am, I've been, and you could probably agree with this as well, bro. I've been having the luxury, dog, throughout my life to where feelings have always been mutual, right? To where I can mm-hmm. see a girl and she bad or want a girl and she may want me as well. To where, and when it's mutual like that, you don't necessarily got to put in much work because half the work already done because she feeling you. You looking at her, she looking at you too. You know what I'm saying?
And I want to stop you right there. You ain't got to really expound on this, but... That's the best situation to be in, guys. Oh, and even women, too. Always chase something that you see is gravitating towards you. Don't chase nothing that's running away.
Oh,
all right?
That's okay. The part, yo, that's a fact.
Okay, carry on.
I'm glad that you put that in, because dumb motherfucker, yo, thank you. But, you know, that's different. But for me, you know, but if I'm wrapping it all up to say... If I am willing to put myself out there and pursue you and holler at you, and I don't even know if you're interested in me or not, I've just been breath. You just took my breath away. It's got to mm-hmm. be something unique about you, bro. Cause I've never had to do that a lot in my life. You feel me?
Right.
So any girl I've ever done that to, there's definitely something special about you.
So I feel you on that, man.
So me? I will sort of answer the question. Yes, my brother, I definitely will. If the situation single, the situation is right. Yeah.
I'm gonna say it like this. I would, but I'm gonna wait until I'm about to dip out the joint.
And I ain't mad at you for doing
I'm
it that.
I'm gonna wait
until
I put a 2-week notice in it to holler at you. Cause shit, either way. Ain't nobody gonna be in my business regardless, cause I'm gone. So I mean, either y'all talk about it or whatever, or I find out y'all dating, I'm all the way in a whole nother area doing something else. It don't even matter.
That's a good. Hey, I ain't knocking it. I'm not knocking that way either. I ain't mad at you if cats want to do it that way. You know what I mean? I ain't
for real. So shoot, that's how I do that thing right there, man. For sure. But we're gonna go ahead and carry on with the podcast, man. Get into the other topics. So this one right here is pretty much a question, right? And we both men on the podcast. We got, you know, male listeners. So I'm going to ask you this. As a man, should you look at life as a competition?
With other men?
No.
Just in general.
Well, you know what, bro? You're right. Because as men, we always can compete against men, and no matter what it is. So you're right. Yeah.
So to answer that question, bro, it shouldn't be that way, bro. But you almost as a dude that like me, I don't. But I have to have the mental to actually navigate through life in that way, because I might not feel that way, but there's so many other dudes out here that do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So they're gonna be maneuvering it with that type of mentality. So you kind of just gotta have that mentality, just as a form of protection for yourself as a man.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not something you are into. So I would say, bro, yeah, you have to, almost. Even if you don't want to, you almost have to.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. You know, I feel like as a man, this whole thing is a competition, you know, just within itself. You know, we can talk about women too, you know. Hell, if you a guy, man, and you're not living in a scarcity mindset, you're not dating in a scarcity mindset, which means you're pretty much just clinging on to anything that's gravitating towards you, because you feel like, you know, you might not be able to get what you really want, then okay, yeah. But at the same time, if you a guy, man, and you going after a woman, you know, who's attractive, just know you competing for that woman.
Absolutely.
You think you the only man that want to date that chick, man. And she know that you ain't the only nigga that's going for her. So, yeah, it's a competition. Even when it comes to, you know, just us, you know, being amongst each other as men, bro, you got to really compete and fight for the respect of your male counterparts. And we see it every day, bro. You can look at certain circle groups. If somebody is the weakest link and they're not competing within their own, you know, And I'm trying to make sure I explain this right, because I don't want to say competing within your own circle and make it seem like, you know, y'all trying to one-up each other. But, Brian, I know you understand what I'm saying. You ever seen certain circle groups and you can pretty much tell who the weak one is? Or just by the way they're treating them?
Of course, bro. Nah, I'm with you.
That within itself is a
competition. It's natural. Uh-huh. And the weak nigga kind of almost sticks out like a sore thumb.
Exactly. So somehow, somewhere. Somehow, some way, he sticks out like a sore thumb. So, I mean, you know, even with that, bro, it's like all this shit, man, it's just as us as men, it's a competition, man. If you don't got that competitor, you know, mindset, bro, you gonna fall behind. You're gonna really fall behind. If you got a type of mindset to where, oh, I'm good, I ain't gotta compete for my girl. I ain't got to compete for the inches. I ain't got to compete with my male counterparts in these circles or whatever in the workplace. All right, nigga, you keep doing that. That shit is not going in good. It's not. So, shoot, we can go ahead and wrap that one up right there.
Pretty much, man. And you said another great thing I wanted to kind of expound on real quick, too, dog, before we move on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be real with you, fam. I'm the type of dude, bro, if I'm hollering at a beautiful joint that front with me about how she might be talking to 2 and 3 other dudes,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be real, dog. Is it wrong for a person to feel like as you get to a certain age, fam? Bro, I'm too old to be out here trying to compete. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shawty, if you feeling if you feeling me, now, don't get it twisted. If she says, hey, I'm talking to 2, 3 dudes, nothing serious, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you still want to talk to me and, you know, date me and, you know, throw your name in the hat and, you know, because it's kind of one of them things, if you want me, come get me. Don't get me wrong. If Shawty's giving me the open door policy like that, to where, yeah, I might be talking to 2 and 3 dudes, but it's fair game. If you want me, come get me type shit. I'm going to do my part as a man to do what I do to pursue her and get her attention. But I'm also this type of dude, too. If I feel like my pursuit isn't really necessarily getting reciprocated in a way that I feel a natural pursuit should be. You dig what I'm saying? I'm going to fall back. You feel me? Because at that point, clearly that attention, you're feeling one of these other two to three cats more than me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just fall back. I'm not by, because at that point, I feel like I'm competing for you. And I feel like I like to be in situations where even if I am competing for you, it don't feel like I'm competing for you. If that make any sense. Yeah, shit is still normal enough to where it don't feel like I'm in a competition with other niggas. I'm treating you right. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. You fucking with it. And yeah, you know what I mean? It shouldn't have to feel like, damn.
But see, bro, I'm gonna tell you like this, right? And I can't say that I'm going to disagree with you because, like you said, once you get to a certain age, you feel like you shouldn't have to compete. I'm not 32 yet, so I don't know what your perception, you know, I can't, you know, relate to it because we just in two different, you know, age groups. But
now, I will say this, bro. As you just said, I also, don't get it twisted, I'm not saying it's nothing wrong with competing, right?
Right.
Just in a sense where, for me, speaking for me, if Shawty's giving it to you and laying it out to you in a way to where I'm talking to these cats, but it's fair game. If you want me, come get me. Then it's like, cool. As a man, I can make that decision to say, okay, well, I'm going to do my part to get her then. But for me, as I feel like I'm in an age where I feel like, damn, it's too old for me to be out here competing for a lady attention if you want me or you don't, because I don't want to put myself out there situation trying to get at you, and I'm being genuine and I'm doing all the right things and I know all the right things and I'm not really getting no act right back, you know what I'm saying? And for me, that's like, oh man, I'm good. I could be giving this energy to a female that's single and ain't talking to nobody, and you know, she's just willing to, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, okay, I understand where you're coming from.
So I'm also speaking on it from that standpoint. But I'm not knocking a person that feels like, you know, that like the competition of it all to be like, hey, bro, I know about my body, bro. I ain't worried about these niggas, you know. And I used to be that type of cat, too. But sometimes, bro, and you'll probably feel this way when you get to my age, we feel like,
right,
oh, it's too many women out here, dog. If you feel me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about it. Because I'm really exerting energy on you that I might not even end up with you at the end of the day. I could have been using on a joke. You know what I'm saying? So.
Nah, you know, but listen though, right?
Nah, talk your shit.
And that kind of goes back to, you know, kind of like the scarcity mindset, because a lot of guys really, and I've seen this, I've seen guys chase one chick dog for over a year.
Wow.
One chick. I've literally seen this nigga in real life. Like, literally. Like a date, a date, you know, other girls or whatever, but he just want this one chick so bad, and the chick ain't really it, nigga. It's been over 12 months. It ain't gonna happen. See, shit like that, to me, bro, I look at that as like a scarcity mindset.
Nah, thing. I agree.
And like you said, bro, it's just too many women. If you don't want to fuck me, somebody gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like the baby said, you know, who said it? Was it a baby? Was Moneybagg? Yo, it was some song I listened to. And dude was like, hey, you know, if you ain't gonna fuck me, somebody gonna fuck me. If you don't want to fuck me, somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like at the end of the day, if you don't want to give me a chance, fuck it. I'm gonna go after another chick who look badder, just as badder. And
it goes by the old saying, bro. Well, one person won't do another motherfucker.
Another motherfucker will. And then on top of that, but also to add on what you were saying, and to give, you know, my perspective on it. At the end of the day, dog, the hunter will never have leverage.
Absolutely.
Anytime
not.
You pursuing a girl, bro, you the hunter. So it, at the same time, you can't really sit back and say, oh, well, you know. And don't get me wrong, I get what you're saying. But it's like, I can't sit back and say, oh, man, you know, I'm not competing. This shit ain't worth it, because no matter what, I'm competing regardless. If you not, if you ain't come to me first, I don't got no leverage. I got to put my best foot forward, and I got to do what I got to do to get you if I can, because I'm the hunter. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Unless you came to me first, then I got the leverage.
Going, Vaughn, because I got a nice little rebuttal to that.
Okay, go ahead.
I love the rebuttal because I like where you went with this. I'm gonna say this, bro. Yes, as a hunter, we never have leverage, but at the same time, me going out here hunting for food and I got the bullets in the chopper and the rifle, I'm not about to race certain ammunition. Cause you gotta think about it. I could be out here competing and grinding, right, to try to get this one big bear, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it's like, okay, I'm worried about this big ass grizzly. But at the same time, I realize, bro, I'm never gonna get this big ass grizzly. And it's about 3-4 more other hunters out here trying to get this grizzly.
Right.
So I'm looking at the situation like, shit, I'm wasting all this ammo and energy and time and the whole nine trying to get this one big ass grizzly. Now, it's a difference if I'm out here at the spot where the grizzly be frequenting and the grizzly pops out every now and then, and it's all about me paying attention and having the patience to know exactly when to fire. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going to the spot and I'm waiting out here and they say this is where the grizzly freak went and I never fucking see this grizzly, but I don't feel comfortable going nowhere else because this is where the grizzly freak went.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, shit, I'm wasting all this motherfucking time and I'm out here, or if I do see the grizzly and I'm taking my shots, but I just can't do it because as I'm shooting, it's 2-3 other more motherfuckers. You get to a place where you like, bro, I've been going through all this, wasting ammo, time, and all that, when I could have really just been walking around this whole little forest and just wildlife area, and I could have been shooting from just some black bear or another, you know what I'm saying?
You know, there's other
bears out here.
Or you just see that one grizzly, and you see everybody else hunting that one motherfucker. Then you say, you know what, fuck this, I ain't doing this no more. And then you turn around and bust a right and go behind a tree, and it's a whole just pack of like 10 other grizzlies right there. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh shit. I was like you said, pick of the litter. I was just wasting my time trying to chase your dumb ass. You
dig what I'm saying?
It's a gang of motherfuckers right behind us.
You know what I mean? I can kill a bunch of grizzlies, nigga. Like,
exactly, man.
So people don't realize that. That's why people say, no, I understand as a hunter you have no leverage, but you also, that's where you have to be mindful. Using that same mentality, I'm not about to waste bullets either and time and ammunition unless I know that I just have to play my cards right to make this kill.
Exactly.
Because I know I'm going to make the kill regardless. You feel what I'm saying? But if I know I can't do that and that's just risk that I'm taking, but I'm starting to realize, bro, this risk just ain't worth it, bro. I'm going to go, you know, and I think that's common sense, bro. And I think real niggas need to take the time to understand that. But I also think that's where the thirsty nigga comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You so thirsty for it when it's like, bro, you blocking your own blessings for real, dude.
For real. And then I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. It feel a little bit more better to where you got somebody and y'all are truly engaged within one another.
Facts.
Like y'all attention is both, you know, just dialed in on one another.
Facts.
I think it gives more time. And then it grows quicker.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's talk about it, my nigga.
Yeah,
facts.
What y'all creating and what y'all doing, it grows quicker, and you know, it's and nobody else is in your ear and you know, taking time and attention away from what you got right here, because they don't tell them what you got right here might be something real.
Facts.
So, you know, I definitely agree with that, man. And I've been on the spectrum of both sides, and I'm pretty sure you have too. You know, just what we call today's, you know, world is called multi-dating.
Facts.
So it's like, you know, you might be talking to 4 or 5 girls or whatever, and then eventually, you know, the first two gonna weed they self out, because that's how it always is.
Yeah, that's just what it is. Yeah,
that's just what it is. Then you get down to 3, you might like, you know, the 3 you got right now, but you know, eventually you gonna have to knock one off. So then it goes down to 2, and then it goes down to 1. That's cool and all. I mean, I get it. I've done it. You know, I don't know if you've done it, Brian.
I think in our lifetime, every dude has done that, bro.
Yeah, every woman.
Yeah, so it's like to say you never have, that's a lie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody done it, but I think it's more better, and it's just more easy to win. You know, you just got that one person. Like, okay, we're gonna focus on each other, and we're gonna build on obviously what we got something because hell, we here.
We here talking to each other.
Yeah, we here. So let's build on it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, I agree with you.
Yeah, you agree with you in the end. You gotta build on it because I feel like every relationship starts somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
That's your starting point. So now let's build and make this base, and then we're gonna build our mansion.
Exactly, I like that.
You gotta build on it. It can't just be, you know. And I think let's just keep it 100, bro, on this too before we wrap it up. Also, when you get to a certain age, and granted, people do it that's older than us, and I'm not here to say like it doesn't happen. But I'm just speaking on some real nigga maturity logic. I feel cheating at this point is a waste of time and corny. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
If I want to live my life in that way, bro, why am I wasting my time in a relationship or even wasting my time or shorty time when I could just go ahead and just be free and just live my life off the land and just do this shit without having to worry about no consequences or repercussions?
I totally agree with you.
Why be in a relationship and want to do that?
Why do that? I totally agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And I'm the type of nigga, bro, I live my life, bro. If I don't want to be somewhere and if I don't want the person or don't want to be here or have no desire, I have no problem removing myself, bro.
Okay, well, let's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree, but let's look at it from a few different angles, right? Let's say you got a chick and you truly love her, but maybe the sex ain't hitting like it, you know, what you used
to. For sure, for sure.
So you go out, temptation comes around, you end up knocking down somebody else, but the sex is hitting, but you know for a fact she don't do nothing for you. That what you got at home, dude. She just something that you just gonna be intimate with on the side. So it's like, for a man like that, you want to get what you want to get, but you still, I guess, cherish what you got.
That's a slippery slope too, though, bro. That's a slippery slope too.
And women do it too. This ain't just men.
Oh no, women definitely do it too. But it's a slippery slope, dog. I think that's a slippery slope, man. I would say this. It might seem like it's worth it, bro, but at the end of the day, that shit ain't even worth it, dude.
So what do you do then? If you a man in that situation, right? And we talking about Brian, you in a situation, you got a girl that you really truly love, you cherish what you got at home. You know she cooking for you. She
I'm gonna
doing
say this, bro,
because
I know where you going with it. I'm gonna answer it like this. I'm gonna answer like this, bro. Not to cut you off. I'm going to try, me and her going to have a conversation, and we're going to just talk and figure out ways to spice it up, bro. Damn, maybe we might have that 7-year itch. Maybe we might need to explore. I mean, I know we all will look around and say what we would do or never do, but sometimes when you've been with somebody so long and you feel, and I think that's anybody when you've been in a relationship for so long, things sometimes might get a little, you know, starts to get a little stale, and you need something to spark and rejuvenate sexually. Or hey, bro, fuck it, man. Niggas might turn into swingers or some shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that, nah,
you might
for
be
real.
Willing to be, or not knocking niggas that be in the poly shit, right? You might be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? When you're in that 7, I'm not saying that I would do that, all right? But you never know what you would do or wouldn't do when you and your significant other or been in a marriage for so long. Y'all are at a point, like you said, we love each other and it's all love. But in this area of our marriage, something is missing. And sometimes, real talk, that be it, bro. Doing different things to keep the spark up.
You know what's so funny, man? That's why I always felt like when it came to just sex and just relationships, man, I always felt like you should just explore everything. Because when you try to nail it down and keep it to just the basics, that shit ain't gonna work, man. Yeah, it might work for 6 months. Yeah, so
I just think for me, I'm gonna say this, bro. It gotta get to that point for me, bro. I'm not saying that I'm not open, but I'm terrified of having a threesome and Shorty turn my girl out, bro. I'm terrified, fam. What? Cause I just know the female mind, bro. Shawty get to eating that joint, bro. And Shawty like, hold up, slam. This shit, hold on, bro. Like, Shawty might, like, to the point to where it's like, I don't want to deal with Shawty like that, but I might have to pull up on you off the record and just get you to taste me for the 30 and go back home real quick. Like, hold on, that I need that feeling. Fuck that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know how broad my thing, and I'm afraid, bro. I'm terrified of that.
Okay, hold wait. Because I know we's about to end it, but that lead me to a whole nother question. So what do you think would hurt you more, right? And we're not even talking about just, you know, take the threesome out of it. What do you think would hurt your pride and ego more? Your girl turning on you with another chick or a guy?
More so a chick, because a dude, that's something that we would expect and kind of better know how to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But a female is just like, damn, bro. Like, Shawty really, I don't have what she have. You know what I'm saying? I don't have the same wherewithal as a female. Because as a female, you know.
Exactly.
So you already got the cheat code. I don't have to. We have to figure it out or go by what you tell us.
Exactly. And then on top of that, when it's another dude, it's like, okay, I already know why you fucking dude, because somewhere, somehow, bro got the one up on me and he just showed it to you.
Pretty much.
And you fucking with it. But with a woman, it's like, hold on, how the fuck she got the one up on me? In what way?
And obviously, what she doing is has fucked your head up royally because you willing to, you stepping, you turning on me. Like, and sometimes that physical relationship, dog, from woman to woman, can be that deadly, bro.
It can, man. Happen,
bro.
Especially when they both get intertwined emotionally.
With the physical chemistry.
With the physical. Ooh, man, that shit might be
that done. Shit dangerous, dog.
You heard what Kevin Gates said, nigga. The trainer was, man.
That shit real, bro. When you have a physical chemistry with somebody where the emotional chemistry come into it just merely off the fact that the physical chemistry is so tense.
Right.
That's scary almost to me, bro.
Yeah, that shit wild right there, man.
That shit scary. Think
about it, like, damn.
It scares me because that's like, dog, how you catch emotional feelings just kind of, like, that's some bomb-ass sex, bro. Like,
I'm talking about that shit.
Yeah, I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Yeah. So for me, that's how I know that would hurt me more with a lady, because that would let me know, like, dog, y'all have that happen, bro. That has happened. I don't know what to do with that.
Damn, man.
That would hurt, bro. I'd be so fucked up in the game, bro. I don't know if I'd want to beat the girl up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be so like, why the fuck did this happen?
He ain't gonna put hands on her. You ever seen, this is kind of funny, though. I seen some shit like that in the movie, and it really fucked me. I felt so bad for dude in the movie, man. And I think you know what I'm talking about. What's that shit called when all of them had kids and they all was like babies? And they was all homeboys, but they was doing shit together. And not Eddie Murphy, not Charlie Murphy, but the other nigga was in it, the comedian.
Chris Rock?
No, it wasn't Chris Rock, the other one. Fuck, what's that nigga name? I think his name was Lonnie?
Sound familiar, bro, but it's not coming to me right now.
You know what I'm talking about. It was him. It was another fat comedian. He on Law & Order now. And he on Blackish. he's a dad in black.
Are you talking about Anthony Anderson?
Anthony Anderson when it was in it, and it was the other black comedian. I think his last name was Griffin. I don't know.
You talking about my nigga Eddie Griffin?
Is it Eddie? Yeah, is it? Yeah, Eddie Griffin was in it too. And it was an Italian dude, and they was having like kids or whatever. But anyway, in the situation, one of the homeboys, the Italian homeboy, he was like trying to like, you know, he was in the studio. I guess he was trying to manage these trash ass two white rappers or whatever. And he was like kind of neglecting his girl. But he noticed how his girlfriend, best friend, was just always in a business and was just so close. And then come to find out, once his girlfriend dumped him,
she was fucking with the best friend.
She got in a relationship with the best friend. And I was like, oh, shit. That is fucking crazy.
It almost makes you wonder, was that really her best friend whole time?
You got a point.
Or was that just, you get what I'm saying?
You
like,
got a
point. In plain sight shit. Like, we going to pose you as my best friend in plain sight. But whole time,
that's kind of like the Whitney Houston situation. I mean, rest in peace to Whitney, but she was fucking with her best friend too, and Bobby didn't even really know it like that.
That's another slippery slope. Bro.
I seen the show, like that shit was like right there in plain sight. But I don't know, Bobby. No, I think in the biopic, Bobby did kind of notice it. I think he made like a slick remark towards it, but he still didn't go all the way through with it. It's like really finding like, oh, is she really like mess with her best friend? But then they came out. I think the friend came out too.
I think it was a situation where Robin and Whitney for sure was fucking before.
That was her name, Robin, yeah.
But I think as far as what Robin said, and which I don't want to call her out a lie because, you know, she said when they were teenagers, they were actually in the relationship and was getting it in. But Whitney said as they got to the 18, 19, yo, we can't do this no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't a situation where Whitney and Robin, once they turned like 18, 19, Whitney was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? God don't, you know what I mean? She cut it off and they just went back to just being best friends. But even though I feel like their physical chemistry and physical relationship might have stopped and they just was best friends like normal again, I still feel from them having a physical relationship, there were a form of knowing and chemistry there that always gave niggas a question mark. Even right. When they weren't fucking, because it's like, y'all, and also Robin could also not be telling the full truth to preserve, protected her. She had to defend herself too. They might have dipped and dabbed, and Whitney might have had a couple of backsliding situations over the years before and after she married. We don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Could have happened. But definitely I think from Bobby's standpoint is more so, like you said, I'm aware and I ain't dumb, I ain't naive. But nah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I don't want to believe it, but it's like, nigga, I ain't stupid.
Yeah, man, that's
maybe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know, man. I might have to RKO a motherfucker, man.
That's why I said, bro. It would make me want to fight a female. I wouldn't do it, right? But it would make you get in your feelings to the point to where you would want to.
For sure.
Pull up on this bitch. Like, hey, yo,
you still a human being with emotions, man. Fuck it.
If for me, where it would really fuck me up is if that happened off of a threesome situation that went too far. Like, bitch, I invited you on mine. This what the fuck go down? You know what I'm saying?
But that situation, bro, you'll be more so mad at yourself because
and myself and her as well, because it's like, damn, that wasn't what this was supposed to be for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, bro, this what the fuck you do?
Yeah.
So I'd be mad at myself and mad at her because, wow, you really, because the way that I'm going to think about it is, was this your plot whole time?
Yeah.
Were you just a female that your act was just to turn out my bitch? You know what I'm saying? So now I'm going to really, and I'm going to feel that's a direct disrespect to me because I feel like out of respect for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it would be, I'd be mad at myself, but I would be more mad at her because.
He can be like, was this your plan to turn my bitch out the whole time? But she going to look at you like, shit, nigga, I just came in, did what you asked me to do.
How do I know that, nigga? You know what I'm saying? You telling me anything right now? Did, motherfucker. It did. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you did, you threw some extra spice on that, man.
So this ain't a package. I did not pay for the premium package. I said I want the basic plan.
You know what I mean? So, nah, I'll be more mad at her because it's like, damn. I'm going to just start thinking, like, was this your plan? Like, what the fuck? Like, it would fuck me up, bro. I'm not even going to sit here and lie, bro. Cause like you said, I'm a human with emotions, nigga.
For real.
I don't know what I don't want what to do with this. For a broad, bro. And I'm going to be embarrassed just because, again, like you said, what the fuck she done did to you? But if it got you doing the turn on me, and willing to say, fuck our relationship, I'm more adequate over here. Bro, how the fuck you think my peoples and my family, how motherfuckers gonna look at me, bro? How that shit look? That's what how niggas looking at me. And that's for me, that'll make me question my homeboy or brother. That's a manhood.
Yeah.
Like, what was it you doing and how was you able to hold it down at home as a man to where she felt she had to do that regardless threesome or fucking around or not?
Damn, man.
What was you doing? And, you know, I don't know. I think about shit like that, bro.
That shit funny. I ain't even gonna cap that shit got funny.
I think about shit like that, bro.
So you mean to tell me if your homeboy, then we gonna end it. We gonna end it after this. So you mean to tell me if your homeboy was in that situation, you'll be questioning.
Absolutely, bro.
What you would have asked him?
Just more so kind of, maybe not, all right, to his face, I probably wouldn't question it, but off the record, I would. But basically, the type of conversation, I'm with you, let's keep it real tall. What if, like, say, for example, if it was you?
I think they're putting on me.
I'm gonna approach you in the way of, okay, bro, like, for real, first of all, I'm going to want you to explain to me the situation.
Uh-huh.
You see me, like, you feel me, like, okay, bro, what happened?
Okay, let's do it. Boom, man. Listen, dog. You know, the sex was, you know, was wider at the beginning. You know, we'd have been together about 6 years. You know, I think we'd have hit like a plateau within our sex life. So we went out to the club or whatever. We got a little drinks. You know, we had a stripper who was fucking with us or whatever. You know, we was both tipsy. I looked at, you know, my girl or whatever. You know, we had a little conversation. Hey, what you think about bringing her back to the room? You find her attractive? She's like, okay, you know, I do.
For sure.
You know, one time or whatever, see how it is.
For sure.
I slid her some money. She came back home with us.
Yeah, player and, shit.
Yeah, you know, and then shit, bro. And then, you know, I look up. Now, she's still texting Shorty days later. They linking up and come to find out, man, she over there still fucking with the stripper.
First thing I say is, damn, bro, I would just be, of course, you my man. Niggas got nothing but love for niggas. Right. So I'd have empathy for you because that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I guess I wouldn't question your manhood because Shawty's still fucking with her. She ain't leave you for her.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, it would just more so be, hey, bro, you got to handle your business at that point. But my thing now, why I be questioning your manhood is if she left you and real life got in a relationship with the Joan.
Yeah.
That's when it's like, damn, my boy ain't hold it down like he was supposed to in the clutch. See, when you catch it early on, because in that situation, it sounds like you caught it early on. Like,
uh-huh. Hey,
and at that point, you're able to kind of bust in the door and kind of, you know, lay your Mac down in the sense to be like, hey, man, what you doing, bro? You know, at that point, you can do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's still early on in the game. You can lay your Mac down. You know what I'm saying? But, nah, if she left you for a dog, I don't fucking know.
She's so fucking dumb.
But you can lay your Mac down if you caught it early in the game.
That nigga blind crazy,
now,
boy.
If you lay your Mac down and it don't work, I'm going to question your manhood, bro. Because I'm going to look at that motherfuckers didn't pay you no mind, nigga. They kept doing what the fuck.
They ain't pay you no mind in the threesome, nigga. Yeah.
Or even afterwards, you want to bust it and be like, what the fuck is you doing fucking my girl? Man, baby, what the fuck is you doing? They look up at you like, this motherfucker, go back to eating and enjoying. You know what I'm saying? You got to put your mat down. If that don't work, nigga, it's just like, damn, bro. You go know what I'm saying?
This shit. Man, damn, no, man. So, that shit wild.
Manhood, it's like, damn, my man didn't hold it down in some type of way.
Damn.
But I love you, though, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you ain't hold that one. You ain't hold that one down.
Man, that shit wild, man. We gonna fucking end the episode, man.
Hey, bro. To all my dudes out there, man, be very careful, dog. I ain't telling y'all not to do the threesome. But just be mindful, man. Just be mindful. Ladies, too. You know what I'm saying? Be mindful. You want to give your man a good time and just be mindful.
Yeah, man. Definitely be careful out here, man.
Be mindful, dog. That's all I'm asking. Just be mindful.
Well, we will go ahead and end it, man. Brian, we done bought y'all another episode, man.
Another episode, bro.
Another classic. The next one we do, I promise you guys, the next one we do will be recorded in the studio.
That's the big things we have coming to y'all, man. We about to start taking this thing visual.
That's it. No, go ahead and say what you're saying.
I don't want to give too much away, but it's we keep on saying this big thing's coming, and this big thing's coming, man.
It's big things coming for real, man.
Just hold on tight.
No more long distance. I record and none of that. We about to put this shit on YouTube. Once we make the page, I'm gonna come back out here. I'm gonna let you guys know where it's gonna be at the name. Twitter. @_for_what_it's_worth is a Twitter page. Podcast, you know, we post from there. YouTube, it'll probably be the same fucking name. We'll me and Brian will figure that out. For sure. But yeah, man, shit.
Start putting it on the Spotify's title. Just putting it. We gonna really get this going, bro. The goal is to try to get this where all podcasts, you know, go on your iPhone. We trying to really get this. Yo, big things is coming, man.
Yeah, man. So y'all stay tuned, man. We're going to have a YouTube channel. We're going to do goddamn music reviews. We're going to try to get interviews.
I was just about to say, bro, the YouTube, we're going to do more than just the podcast. And you're going to see more different behind the scenes stuff of us, music reviews, as well as on the podcast. But even for the YouTube viewers, too, to give more traction to the channel, interviews. And you'll see some in-person interviews, or you might just see some interviews where we might pull up on somebody, and it just might be us interviewing them just out somewhere kicking it. You know what I mean?
For real, man.
You just never know, man. The YouTube is going to be a lot more things in store. And I do music, so the YouTube also have you some behind the scenes as well of me recording my music. Hell, Vine interviewing me. I'm on the, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's a lot of dope things going to come to the channel, man. So y'all be on the lookout for real.
Yeah, man, we're going to do that shit. So y'all heard my boy, man. That's all the information. Shoot, we going to get this shit done, man. So y'all stay tuned. Like we said, the next episode will be visual. It's going to be on YouTube, and it's going to be this platform. So y'all stay tuned, man. We out of here.
Bless us up for what it's worth. Gone.